Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sulaiman, East Superior News Bulletin. A ceasefire between apartheid Israel and Hezbollah has come into effect in Lebanon after more than a year of fighting. It began this morning at around 4 a.m., putting at least a temporary end to nearly 14 months of conflict between apartheid Israel and Hezbollah. The deal was announced last night by apartheid Israel, France and the U.S., with President Joe Biden saying it aimed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities. Attacks by both the sides were recorded until shortly before the ceasefire started. The new Prime Minister of Mauritius says that he has reservations about a deal struck by his predecessor with the UK government over the Chagos Islands. When he agreed last month, it said that the UK would give up sovereignty over the remote but strategically important archipelago, though it would be lease Diego Garcia, home to a joint UK-US military base for at least 99 years. The Prime Minister, elected a fortnight ago, did not outline the exact issues he had with the deal, which still needs to be finalized in a treaty, but a cabinet minister says that there were problems with the lease agreement. It may also face opposition from US President-elect Donald Trump's incoming administration. A police officer who tasered a 95-year-old woman with dementia symptoms at an Australian care home has been found guilty of her manslaughter. Christian White used his weapon on Claire Nolan after a great-grandmother was found wandering with a small knife in the early hours of May 17, 2023. Her death a week later caused a public outcry, but White, a senior constable, argued at the trial that his use of force was a reasonable and proportionate response to the threat. Prosecutors allege Mrs. Nolan, who relied on a walker to get around and weighed under 48 kilograms, was not a danger and that the impatient officer had neglected his duties of care to her. Expert medical witnesses are there to testify on the facts of a case and they should not speculate. In this case, the child, who was 9 when a taxi collided with a car in which she was a passenger, says to no longer be able to achieve her academic goals, including attending a tertiary institution after she had completed school. A well-known neurosurgeon who was called as the main expert witness told the court that while the child, now 17, started off with a mild brain injury, it has now escalated to a serious injury. And that's your news bulletin for the hour. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
हमने आँखों से देखा नहीं है मगर हमने आँखों से देखा नहीं है मगर उनकी तस्वीर सीने में मौजूद है जिसने लाकर कला में इलाही दिया जिसने लाकर कला में इलाही दिया वो मोहम्मद मदीने में मौजूद है फूल खिलते हैं पड़ पड़ के सल्ले अला फूल खिलते हैं पड़ पड़ के सल्ले अला झूम कर कह रही है ये बादे सबा ऐसी खुशबू चमन के गुलों में कहाँ ऐसी खुशबू चमन के गुलों में कहाँ जो नबी के पसीने में मौजूद है हमने आँखों से देखा नहीं है मगर हमने आँखों से देखा नहीं है मगर उनकी तस्वीर सीने में मौजूद है हमने माना कि जन्नत बहुत है हसी हमने माना कि जन्नत बहुत है हसी छोड़ कर हम मदीना न जा یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے مدینہ نہیں, یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے مدینہ نہیں, اور جنت مدینے میں موجود ہے, ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر, ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر, ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے. چھوڑنا تیرا طیبہ گوارا نہیں, چھوڑنا تیرا طیبہ گوارا نہیں, سارے عالم میں ایسا نظارہ نہیں, ایسا منظر زمانے میں دیکھا نہیں, ایسا منظر زمانے نے دیکھا نہیں, جیسا منظر مدینے میں موجود ہے, ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر, ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر, ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے. وہ ابو بکر فاروق عثمان علی, وہ ابو بکر فاروق عثمان علی, ہے یہ سب ان کے دین مبین کے فقی, وہ فقیہوں کے افسر شہ انبیاء, وہ فقیہوں کے افسر شہ انبیاء, وہ شہنشاہ مدینے میں موجود ہے, ہم نے آنکھوں سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ, اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. inshallah. Today being the 25th of Jamad al-Ula 1446, corresponding to the 27th of November 2024. You can send in your messages and your recipes through to on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Okay, so inshallah we're going to begin with our first recipe. And this is for an easy 30-minute chicken recipe, right? So the first one was sent in by Sister Najia. So jazakallah khairan to Sister Najia for this recipe. And it is for a sour cream chicken with sour cream potatoes. Sour cream chicken with sour cream potatoes. So you're going to need one full chicken, one medium onion, 2 teaspoons of ginger garlic, 2 teaspoons of ginger garlic, 1 tablespoon of ground green chilies, 1 tablespoon of ground green chilies, 1 teaspoon of aromat, 1 teaspoon of aromat, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of chicken spice, 2 teaspoons of chicken spice, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of chicken spice, 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of dana jiru, 1/2 teaspoon of dana jiru, 1/2 to 3/4 cup of sour cream, 1/2 to 3/4 cup of sour cream. Then you're going to marinate the chicken in the spices. You're going to marinate the chicken in the spices. You're going to chop up the onions and saute in the ghee. You're going to chop up the onion and saute in the ghee until it's lightly browned. You're going to chop up the onion and saute the ghee until it is lightly browned. Then you're going to add in the chicken and you're going to cook it on low. Add in the chicken and you cook it on low. 15 minutes before serving, add a sour cream and allow to boil. 15 minutes before serving, you can add in the sour cream and allow it to boil. And the sour cream potatoes, you're gonna have one onion cut in rings, one green pepper cut in rings, you're gonna saute in ghee until it is soft. Inshallah, we're going to continue with this recipe. We're just going to go for a small nasheed break. And inshallah, when we come back, we will continue with this recipe of the sour cream with sour cream chicken with sour cream potatoes. And we welcome you back to the program. We were continuing with the sour cream chicken and the sour cream potatoes. We do apologize for the break in transmission. We were by the sour cream potatoes. To recap, you're going to need one onion cut in rings, one green pepper cut in rings. Then you're going to saute the ghee. You're going to saute in butter. Saute in ghee till it's soft. Then you're going to fry a handful of baby potatoes or two big potatoes and cut into chips. Either you can fry a handful of baby potatoes or two big potatoes cut into chips. Thereafter, you can spice the chips with salt, pepper, and some garlic flakes. Thereafter, you can add a quarter cup of sour cream. You can add in a quarter cup of sour cream, simmer and serve. And that was the recipe for the sour cream chicken with sour cream potatoes. Thereafter, our next recipe would be a curry dish. And this is, this recipe was sent in by Sister Mubina. And it is titled, Mutton Do Bayaza. So you're going to need 1.5 kilo of mutton pieces. 1.5 kilo of mutton pieces. 2 to 3 tablespoons of ghee. 2 to 3 tablespoons of ghee. 2 to 3 tablespoons of oil. 1 to 2 tablespoons of ginger. 1 to 2 tablespoons of ginger chopped. 10 to 12 cloves of garlic chopped. 10 to 12 cloves of garlic chopped. 1/2 cup of sliced onions. 1/2 cup of sliced onions. 1 cup of boiled onion paste. 1 cup of boiled onion paste, 4 to 5 dried chilies. 4 to 5 dried chilies. 1 teaspoon of haldi powder. 1 teaspoon of haldi powder. 1.5 teaspoons of red chili powder. 1.5 teaspoons of red chili powder. 2 teaspoons of coriander. 2 teaspoons of coriander. Coriander powder. 1 teaspoon of fennel seeds. 1 teaspoon of fennel seeds. 1 teaspoon of coriander seeds. 1 teaspoon of coriander seeds. 1 teaspoon of jeera. 1 teaspoon of jeera. A piece of cinnamon. 1 piece of cinnamon. 1/2 teaspoon of black peppercorn. 1/2 teaspoon of black peppercorn. 1/2 teaspoon of clove. 1/2 teaspoon of clove. 2 to 3 green cardamoms. 2 to 3 green cardamoms, which is ilachi. 1 black ilachi. 1 black ilachi. 1 star anise seed. 1 star anise seed. You will need salt to taste. Salt to taste. 3 to 4 cups of water. 3 to 4 cups of water. Then you're going to take oil and ghee. You're going to take the oil and ghee. And then add in the fennel seeds. You're going to add in the fennel seeds, the jeera and the coriander seeds. Add in the fennel seeds, jeera and coriander seeds. And add in the ginger garlic. You're going to add in the ginger garlic, the sliced onions, and the dried red chilies. And you're going to saute for 5 to 7 minutes. You're going to saute 5 to 7 minutes. You're going to season with a teaspoon of salt. Saute for 5-7 minutes. Season with a teaspoon of salt. And thereafter, you're going to add in the boiled onions, the onion paste. Add in the boiled onion paste and fry the base for 3 to 4 minutes. Fry the base for 3 to 4 minutes. Next, you're going to add in the haldi powder, the red chili powder, the coriander powder, and the salt. Adding small quantities of water. Add in small quantities of water. Cook the masala for about 12 to 15 minutes. Cook the masala for about 12 to 15 minutes. Or till the oil begins to separate from the spices. Or until the oil begins to separate from the spices. Add the mutton pieces. Add in the mutton pieces. Mix well and fry the mutton for 15 to 20 minutes. Add the mutton pieces and mix well and fry the mutton pieces for 15 to 20 minutes. Pour in 2 cups of water. Pour in 2 cups of water. Cook and cover and cook on a low flame. Cover and cook on a low flame for about an hour until the mutton pieces are tender. Until the mutton pieces are tender. Then you're going to cook uncovered for about 5 to 7 minutes on a low flame. Cook uncovered for about 5 to 7 minutes on a low flame. Thereafter, you're going to sprinkle over a teaspoon of simple garam masala. Sprinkle over a teaspoon of simple garam masala made by dried roasting and grinding together with cloves. made by dry roasting and grinding together cloves, cinnamon, the black ilachi, the green ilachi, the star aniseed, and the black pepper. And you're going to mix it well. Thereafter, you're going to garnish with the fresh coriander. Thereafter, you're going to garnish with the fresh coriander. And you're going to serve it hot with rice, roti, and a kachumbar. And those were for our two recipes. The first one was the sour cream chicken and the sour cream potatoes. And the second one is the mutton do payaza. It's gone 27 minutes to 1 Central African time. We're going to go for a nasheed break, inshallah. And thereafter, when we return, we will continue with our segment of our daily nasiha and our discussion, inshallah. Don't forget, if you have anything or you want us to discuss, you can send your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
It's gone 20 minutes to 1 Central African time, and this is our our discussion segment with the Mullah Zahir Khan. Mullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mulana? Hope you're well.
Alhamdulillah, all is well. Your side?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Mulana. What's on the table? What's on the menu for our lunch discussion, inshallah?
I just saw now some good news. They said Israel's economy is crippling. They said that on the 6th of October, they were looking to become the most economic, powerful, relevant region. A superpower in the Middle, in the India, Middle East, European portion, economic corridor. And they were making the southern port of Eilat its main source. But today it's all crumbling. It's shut down. Haifa no longer exists. 60,000, in fact, displaced settlers from the north. Tens of thousands are displaced from the south. Unemployment, if you're looking at it, 300,000 reservists are mobilized and not in their jobs, but the rogue regime is, they said, a basket case economically, and it's falling, crippling. And they said, moving forward, who is going to invest in such a genocidal country, a genocidal state, which the economy is totally finished? People are running helter-skelter. And they said, if you cannot restore economic stability, then life itself in the rogue regime, it becomes unsustainable, especially for a person or population that was never born there. And remember, they came from other countries. So Israel was, if you see there, they don't have residents. Those are all squatters. They came from other locations. When we look at our squatter camps here, we think those are real squatters. But the real true squatters, in the true sense, 100% sense, are these people here. They kicked out people and they did all of this here. So, of course, what you do to others gets done to you as well. And this year, you see with your own eyes, if you take, I've mentioned it so many times, in my own location, where we saw the rich would move in, and that was for the elite class, the bottom section. And today, if you drive down that road, you don't even put your foot or your car wheel on that particular road. There is all this that is flowing, excreta flowing down, and people tell us don't even drive down that road. So you can see how things have changed. They've all moved out from there. Most of the people moved out there. It's just that one portion, and we make dua as well. There's few people that is still stuck there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. But tables turn. That's the reality. Tables turn. Patience is for the believers. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those who exercise patience and tolerance. Those who perpetrate the tyrants, all of that, they will go on. But that's not, it doesn't mean Allah is pleased with them. That is istidraj. Istidraj, what does that mean? Istidraj means Allah gives you that rope, but eventually you're going to fall. He puts you in that place where you're going to fall. If you just look at Fir'aun's life at a glance, people say, who will name their son Pharaoh? But if you go in Marlborough, or just past Marlborough, going towards Wendywood, you'll see there is a car dealership there which is named Pharaoh. So there are people who name their organizer, and I think his surname is Pharaoh or something of that sort. So you see all of this, and you just tend to think that Fir'aun, at a glance, he was moving smoothly, everything was going well, killing babies when he feels like, children, doing whatever he feels like. But see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him rope. And this thought crossed my mind the other day, and I guess it was while I was holding my own child, and I was thinking that, imagine what love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in a parent for a child. That love is something else. You can't explain it. But there are parents who also dump their children. In the UAE not so long ago, they found a baby in one of the airport dustbins. Here in Indonesia, they found a baby crying in the dustbin. So these are parents doing this to the children, to the babies, because they are unhappy with the decree of Allah. Now turn it to us, O believers. When you have a child, you have a baby, why do we have to utter statements like what they say and say, why now? Be happy with the decree of Allah. Believe it or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's best for you. And I think that's our message for today. Sometimes you dislike that situation that you're in. And this is where we take solace from verse 214 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Exactly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us a principle of life, that you can never suffer from depression if you're a true believer. Because why? You are happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you dislike something, but it is good for you. And sometimes, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. And sometimes you love something, but it's not good for you. Allah knows, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And you do not know. So if we apply this, you know the difficulties that you are perhaps going through, the struggles of life, and all these bombs that are thrown at you, how do you deal with it? This is the way to deal with it. With firm faith, with firm yaqeen, and just be patient. Palestinians have shown this to us. You want current examples, you want unshakable examples, then you look at these people of Palestine. Through all of that, with all of that, they are maintaining the iman, alhamdulillah. This is something that is great. Yesterday, we'll give him this much, Erdogan, he spoke, and he said about the women of Palestine. And he even mentioned then the double standards of the West. We scream, woman, 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 women's rights. But you can see it's free from any real concern of woman. So why do we always follow what they tell us? Understand well, bring confidence. Today I can tell you, and I can say to you, that a doctor will say something to you. And when you will bring so much of conviction in that, because I told you a doctor said so. Doctors say you must not spend more than 10 minutes whilst relieving yourself. So you'll bring so much of conviction in that. But why, when I tell you that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this, then you don't bring that amount or that level of conviction? So it shows there is some double, there's something lacking in our iman, and that is something that we have to work on. So when we see this year and we see the rogue regime, it's crippling before our eyes, unemployment, so many things happening, and eventually they say these same people now, they are going to leave their places. They went there because they saw the beachfront. They saw we can put up restaurants here. They saw rave dancers. They saw all of this, and we can imprison Palestinians, do all of this, and nobody will hold us accountable. But today, the rogue regime, they are leaving now, and they're leaving from the rogue regime, and they are seeing, they just hear those sirens, and automatically you see how they run helter-skelter to search. How long can you deal with this? They are scared people of death, as we've mentioned to you many times. Surah Al-Jumu'ah mentions this, speaks about this here. So everything is changing. The demographics is changing. That ludicrous, crazy statement of Saudi Arabia and the rest for a two-state solution, this too is also, it's never going to be a reality. It's not going to be a two-state solution. It is a Palestinian solution, and that is what the reality is going to be, inshallah. There will be a single state solution, and inshallah you will see this year. Nonetheless, we must never ever become oblivious too of what is happening in Syria, in Idlib. There the dog Bashar Assad and his kuffar Shia, how they are slaughtering the Muslim men and the Muslim women and the Muslim children, and all of this they are doing. And this is under a person, you will say, Bashar, isn't he a Muslim? Bashar al-Assad, what he's doing to the Muslimin there, the true Muslimin, killing them, finishing them off. So all of this is taking place in front of our eyes. We have to make dua for the Ummah, Sudan, different places, Ethiopia, and be concerned, but don't be overwhelmed. What does this mean? It means that when you're receiving all this information, do not let it get to such a point where you become hopeless. See, that's also what they want you to do. That is why we have a certain amount or a level of policy here at Merkez Sahaba, and that's part of the news team headed by Brother Suleiman Esop. And that is what? To give you what the Mujahideen are doing, how they are finishing up, because that strengthens the heart. Now, if I'm going to tell you how many children are being killed on a continuous basis, what's going to happen to your heart? You're going to lose hope. So that's why we give you the positive news as well. All of this, that unemployment, 300,000 people fleeing, all of this, it makes us confident, and it's not made up facts. These are truthful facts. What goes up must come down. Take a ball today, throw it up, you'll see it will bounce back down. Same, the rogue regime, they went up, they thought they went up for all these years. Today it's coming down, crumbling, smacking them back in their own faces. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy them, and also make dua. Remember, they're speaking of a ceasefire with Lebanon. What happened to the real ceasefire with Gaza? You're stressing there. What happened? Are you not no speech about Gaza? Ceasefire? And it's easy for you. You want to speak ceasefire? Then speak. Speak about the hostages. Why don't you want them? And that is what's crippled. Look how Allah turns their own people against them. Allah just, He is, you see, we cannot understand, fathom His plan. But remember, they plan and Allah plans. But Allah is the best of planners. Wallahu khayrul makirin. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
We say jazakallah khairan to Mulana for that inspiring words. Yes, Mulana. Wa makru wa makru Allah. Wallahu khayrul makirin. They can plan, we can plan, but the best of plan is Almighty Allah. And we ask the listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, look at it, Mulana, today being a Wednesday, it is raining, du'as are accepted. You know, Allah has given us the opportunity to make du'a, so our du'as get accepted, inshallah.
Ameen, thumma ameen. Make du'a for us as well,
and for the
rest.
Entire ummah, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan, Mulana, once again.
Wa alaikum. Jazakallah khairan to you as well. Make du'a. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was Mulana Zaid Khan. And we've come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah khairan to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.